All right, welcome to this episode of Pacific Beer Chat, live at VCBW. We have myself, Cornell from Brewart Inlet, and
Banny from Brews Babes Banny, and Dee, the official brew babe of Brews Babes Banny.
Oh, that laugh. All right. All right, so this is my fourth or fifth time, and it's one of my favorite events of the year, but this is actually Banny's first time ever here. So, Banny, what are you most looking forward to today?
I just want to try a whole bunch of different beers. I think it's going to be great. It's always fun when you've got all these BC breweries in one place, and there's so many beers right now that I've been wanting to try. Unfortunately, haven't been able to make it out to the brewery as much as, you know, you need to get to try all these brand new fresh beers. But yeah, it's awesome that we get to try so many different beers in one place.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just noticed that Hi-Li or Jai-Li is on from the States. I've never seen it up here. I'm going to have to get some of that. We also have the official brew babe of Brews Babes Banny, aside from Banny. Diana, what are you looking forward to today?
I am looking for a really good sour, actually. That's probably what I'm most looking forward to finding today, for sure.
All right, so let's get on it. Let's do it. All right, so we're what, 10, 20, half an hour into our VCBW. This is your first time at VCBW. What have you noticed so far?
It's huge.
That's what she said.
She did. First beer I had that I really enjoyed was the collaboration between Lupulo, Brass Neck, and I think one other who I've forgotten, really tart farmhouse ale. What are the first beers that you've enjoyed?
I had a collaboration between Brew Hall and Superflux, and I can't remember the name, but it was delicious.
It was the smoothie.
Oh, good. Really good. It was really good, nice and tropical. And then I had another one from beer. Actually, I tried two from beer brewing. One was Pinky, and then it had a really long name, Tuscanero or something, but it was a pink lemonade. Sour, and it was amazing, super good. And then they also had an IPA, a hazy IPA, that was
party platter.
Yeah, it was perfect for any party.
I'm just here for the names.
All right, and I'm pretty stoked because we turned the corner and we have just noticed the American beer area, which means there's a whole bunch of beers I've never ever tried before, and I'm really excited to try Hi-Li from Cigar City. So that's where I'm
in that country.
Worried about losing my rights in there.
I didn't bring my passport.
All right, let's go drink some more beer. All right, so we're in the biggest line of the day, lined up here for brand new brewery, House of Funk. What are we here to try?
Slushy beer of some kind, but I'm not close enough yet because we can't get this close to see what kind of slushy beer this is, but it is... So far, the talk of the festival. This is what everybody's talking about. This is what everybody's lined up for.
Yeah, and in the last podcast, I did mention that you got to put your ear to the ground when you're at the festival and figure out what is going on. But a little trick that might even be easier than that is just wait for the biggest line or find the biggest line. And at that end of that line, you'll probably find something pretty good. So the slushy beer is what we're hearing at the moment with our ears to the ground is the one we have to try. And so...
Slushy beer. We actually mean it's a beer put through a slushy machine. So it is an icy, slushy beer. Not just like a beer that's fruity or something. I don't know. But it's icy.
Do we know that for sure?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm doing this all on basing this entirely on what other people have told me to do.
You're a beer expert to use your eyes, Carnal.
Well, they could be blind beer experts.
Sure.
I don't think beer discriminates in that way. But we're really excited.
Think about what the actual talk of the Vancouver Craft Beer Week Festival is.
Yes.
Is these pretzel necklaces.
Yes,
I have to say, it is genius. Turn around. They have the pretzel necklaces.
Where are you getting? Did you come with pretzel necklaces?
You made them. You are a genius.
It's, you know, a palate cleanser in between beers so you can... You can really experience each beer properly. She's done it before.
It's genius. It's genius. And no one can say you can't bring your own food in because you're like, oh, my kids made this for me, right? They make all of me this stupid shit, but they actually get to eat it. Yeah. No, That would be harder if it was cooked.
Oh, man. So House of Funk. House of Funk opened up two or three weeks ago. Was able to stop by recently and was really excited about the level of beer coming out of these guys. Not out of these guys, out of their brewery, I should say. I'm really excited to try this one coming up. All right, so you guys survived the line. You got your beers. You're drinking slushy beer. What are your initial thoughts?
Oh, fuck yeah.
It is a party in my mouth.
That's unreal. I just had a sip. That's friggin' unreal.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So good.
All right, we're going to have to...
It's so refreshing. Like, I can see myself getting blackout on a patio drinking these in, like, a martini glass. I just need a slushy machine to keep it going.
Made with funk juice. What is funk juice?
Yeah, funk juice. So I went to the brewery recently. It was my first time. And I had funk juice 4.0. So there's clearly been at least four funk juices. I have no idea.
Funk juice I?
Funk juice IV. That would be four. I
no,
hear that.
Nine.
Anyways, there's a few funk juice. Oh, funk juice I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, juice I. Anyways, there's a few funk juices. Try them. All right, so we got Sean here from House of Funk Brewing. So we did a podcast recently where we told people our tips and tricks for BCBW, and the big thing we said was you got to have your ear to ground, you got to know the big beer, and you're just going to hear people chattering about it, and you got to make sure you get that beer. And I think it's pretty clear early on that beer is the Slush Funk Juice.
Yep.
So how does that beer come about?
Okay, so Funk Juice is a rotating smoothie sour. It's a beer brewed with raw wheat, oats, lactose, and then fermented with a combined yeast and blended with about 200 pounds of apricots and raspberry. We change up the fruit every week on it. This week, we're pouring apricot and raspberry funk juice, and we decided doing slushies because it would be fun for the event. And next week, we'll have a blackberry, raspberry, strawberry, and blueberry funk juice on top of the taste room.
That's super rad. I was just at your brewery on Monday. Yep. First time. You guys opened, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we opened on May 11th.
So, super impressed with your initial offerings, delicious beers, and you answered my next question, which was, it sounds like the funk juice changes pretty often.
It does, yeah. So, we're 4 weeks open now, and we're on our fifth iteration of funk juice. So, we'll always be rotating through different fruits, playing around with new ideas. Mango and peach has been a popular variety so far. We're doing some mango and guava, and then have a pina colada version of it coming out very soon.
Awesome. So the beer is clearly very popular. From what I understand, you guys ran out of a bunch of beer and you may have had to close briefly?
Yes, we closed about a week after opening. We had to close down for 3 days because we sold out very quickly. Sold about four times as much beer as we expected. But we're just catching up on production right now and we're smooth sailing from here on out.
Rad. So you guys are in North Van.
Yep.
Is the beer going to make its way out to anywhere else yet?
Not for the time being. We're actually focusing on the taste room to start. Most of the packaging we'll be doing will be cork and cage specialty releases. We are brewery focusing on mixed fermentations, a lot of barrel aging, a lot of fooder conditioning. So once the barrel program gets going, once the fooder beers start popping off, we'll be mainly releasing cork and cage 500 milliliter bottles from the taste room.
Awesome. Not for me because I live in Port Moody, so I can't get to your beers.
You'll eventually see bottles in some specialty liquor stores, I'm assuming, and specialty draft accounts. We have a very short list of draft accounts we'll be selling to, and for the time being, that's about it.
But you guys are fairly close to transit. You're near the quay next to beer brewing, or pretty close to beer brewing. So and streetcar is opening pretty quick,
yes.
Too.
So we are about 10-minute walk from the sea bus, 5 minutes from the nearest bus line. Beer brewing is about four doors down from us, so it's a good little block on Esplanade there in North Bend right now. Streetcar should be opening around, I think it's next weekend actually, June 15th. And then we have another brewery opening on 1st and St. Andrews called North Point. So that area should be called the Shipyards Brewery Quarter, Shipyards Brewery District. And yeah, there will be four or five breweries in that area.
Take now.
All right, that's rad. Thanks very much, man. Cheers, and I'd shake your hand, but I'm beer and microphone at this point. Hey, there we go.
Cheers.
All right, we're back. We've eaten some DL chicken, which was my recommendation, and we are currently trying the BCBW 10-year beer. What are your thoughts, Banny?
It's so good.
So the 10-year beer is a dry hop saison. It was brewed by Four Winds, Daggerad, and
Powell.
That's right. So the dry hop saison. Let me give it a little sip right here. Nice light, lots of flavor. That is a delicious saison. All right, we are live at VCBW, and I see a person of interest that I'm going to go. I'm going to go bug. All right, here we go. Did we get you?
Yep.
All right. James.
Yes.
Mr. Hop of Fett.
Carnell.
Yeah. I feel stupid about this, too, now. how's your VCBW experience?
So far, so good.
Nice. All right, what do you recommend? What did you have that blew your mind today?
The one that's standing out right now is Spinnaker's Shiraz Sour.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
It's actually really impressive. I wasn't expecting those type of flavors from that brewery.
Nice, nice. That's so. Where is Spinnaker's right now?
Apparently, it's right there.
All right, all right, all right. And then we've also got straight out of Creston.
Yeah, that's right, Rental Man too.
All right, so what were your thoughts today?
I think my favorite beer, I think I'm 22 in.
You're 22 in?
I got here early. was probably the one from Beer Party Platter.
Yeah, actually I haven't had that one yet. Maybe I should go. All right, so end of the day, you have just listened to a firsthand experience of Saturday at BCBW. But just to summarize our day, we've got Brews Bay's Banny here, and the official number one A Brews Babes, apparently.
Thank you.
Self-described. Self-described.
Self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed. Self-described.
If I would describe myself, I would
say. As I wave to Zap and Zero. Anyways, summarize your day, Brews Bay's Banny and Nanners.
Well, it was a great day. I had lots of really amazing beers, and I think if I had to choose my top three, it would be really, really difficult. But
that wasn't a new hazy IPA.
I would say, I gotta say, House of Funk's slushy sour ale, sour beer.
It was the Funk Juice.
Funk Juice slushy was my favorite thing of the day. Diana, would you agree?
D here, your official brew babe. My top three favorite beers of the day were the House of Funk Slushy, the House of Funk Slushy, and the House of Funk Slushy. And I will be taking all donations through IV of House of Funk Slushy into my arteries as soon as possible. And the owner of House of Funk can call me anytime.
All right. But also, the House of Funk slushy was amazing. My second favorite, what would I say? Oh, I had so many good ones today, but Backcountry had
the
Flores Guava, and that was a great beer, and I really liked that one.
Yeah. There's some good beers. Some of the favorite beers I had today were the Jolly Pumpkin, the Saison, and I believe the Sour. I couldn't tell you exactly which beer was which, but I just remember coming away from there being really stoked on the quality coming out of that brewery. And my understanding is they should be making their way up here, so which is pretty rad. But beyond that, I'd say just another really successful VCBW week. I didn't make it out to all the events, but I've been hearing rave reviews. My day at VCBW was completely complete contentment is how I might describe it. I got to drink a lot of good beers. I got to drink I got to eat some DL Chicken Shack, and in the background you can hear my favorite band of the week, the Carnival Band. Is there anything you guys would like to add?
I had so much fun today. The food was amazing. There's so many options. And the music was great. I mean, the Carnival Band is spectacular. But I got to say, some of the DJs were insane. And some of the bands that were playing were really, really good and drew a crowd. So it was a lot of fun all around.
House of Funk Brewery, Sean,
get into my house of funk.
All right. And while we're all feeling a little dirty, we'll end it there.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Before we get going here, I'd love to shout out to our Patreon supporters. So shout out to Indie Beer Show, Liz from Hop Bower, and Steve, one of our co-hosts. If you want to support us, go to patreon.com/Pacific Beer Chat. Thanks for listening.
Cheers, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.